Research study design. The critical evaluation of published research, including the type of study design used, is necessary to appropriately assign value to the conclusions of the authors of a paper. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each type of study design should prepare the IP to critically evaluate published research studies so as to appropriately assign value to the findings. Key point: IPC professionals must stay up to date on changing recommendations and requirements as well as new scientific literature and guidelines. Based on their findings, IPs can modify the IPC program as needed. Exhibit 3-33 gives an overview of the types of epidemiology study designs, together with their advantages and disadvantages. Exhibit 3-33. Epidemiology study designs. Note that the analytical types of studies, cross-sectional, case control, and cohort, all compare individuals with and without an outcome by the presence of one or more hypothesized risk factors. There are some important differences between case control and cohort studies. Exhibit 3-34 shows how case control studies start from knowledge of who does and does not have the outcome of interest, retrospective, while cohort studies start with the population and follow it, prospective. Exhibit 3-34. Case control study versus cohort study. An example of a case control study would be determining the cause of an outbreak of E. coli among children. After a cluster of E. coli infections is observed among children in a local community, a case control study would be initiated to determine the source. The cases would include any children who meet the case definition. Controls would be selected from children who did not become ill in the same age range, live in the same area or region, and attend the same school as those who became sick. Members of both groups would be analyzed, through interviews, for example, to determine which characteristics differentiate those who did get sick from those who did not. The information gathered would allow investigators to narrow down the movements of those who became sick and ultimately identify the source of the outbreak. Levels of evidence. The decision to choose a particular study design depends on a number of factors, such as feasibility, study question, and outcome of interest. However, it is important to consider the relative strengths and weaknesses of each study design when interpreting research findings because not all are equally useful when making decisions related to patient care. Therefore, studies are frequently weighted according to the different levels of evidence they provide, as shown in Exhibit 3-35. Exhibit 3-35. Levels of evidence. The study types that provide the weakest evidence are at the bottom, indicating that they are the least reliable. Higher levels correspond to studies that provide evidence of increasing quality, reliability, and validity, with the best evidence for clinical decision-making at the top. High-quality systematic reviews of multiple studies provide better evidence than any single study. Studies in which treatments are assigned, particularly those in which treatments are randomly assigned, are favored over observational and purely descriptive studies. Despite providing different levels of evidence, each type of study conducted for clinical research generates important knowledge, and descriptive studies are often useful in generating hypotheses that are later tested in experimental studies.